Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp.
Well, it is May 6th, and here we are again. Shirley and I are still in Florida. This is going to be a while. Anyway, thank you for all of your prayers. I've been getting a lot of notes from you all that many of you are lifting us up, and Tom. And so I just wanted to take today and speak about the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. You know, I know that kind of sounds like the theme I've been on for most of the time, and you know what? It probably is. But I don't think we can remind ourselves often enough of how faithful our Heavenly Father has been. Shirley and I, in our morning reading, we've been reading in the Psalm. We just started into Deuteronomy. And Moses is reminding the people of all of the times that our Heavenly Father tested them and they grumbled and failed. And last week we talked about guarding the lips of our mouth. And this week we're going to kind of go into, like I said, the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. You know, if we concentrate on how faithful He is for us, to us, supplies for us in so many ways, takes care of us and guards us and keeps us, holds us in the palm of His hand, it makes it a whole lot easier to have the lips of our mouth guarded, because we're not so tempted to be complaining and groaning when we realize how good our Heavenly Father is, has been to us and is to us and will be to us. And so David seems to have caught that. Psalm 111 is one that I wanted to, in fact, I'll just start reading it right now. It has the title over it, Great Are the Works of Our Heavenly Father. Praise Yahweh. Praise Adonai. Whatever name you want to put in there, praise Yahweh. I will give thanks to Yahweh with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of Yahweh, studied by all who delight in them. That's an interesting thing, studied by all. In other words, it does us well to study carefully what He's done. Make notes about it. Keep it in the forefront of our minds. Study it like we were planning for a test. Anyway, those are my additions in there. Full of splendor and majesty is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. That's a long time. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. So David is reminding us of how forever our Heavenly Father is, how he, no matter what, he stays good to his word. When it looks like he's not, well, stick around because he is. He's not going to back out on what he said. There's other places, I think I read some of it yesterday, he's not like a man that he would change his mind. And so this is what I want to share today. Once again, it's for myself as much as for anybody else, any of you listening out there. Because if I can remember how faithful my Heavenly Father is, and if I can continue to study it, and if I can continue to bring it to my mind, I think I've shared with you before that when we go do a program, a lot of times I'm introducing the Peregrinati, the name of our ministry, and I talk about the Peregrinati would go out to tell the gospel story, and they would undertake threatening conditions and possibly even life-threatening, and yet they would do it. Why? Because it was important to go tell the story, because there were people out there who had never heard the story, the gospel story, and they were willing to put their life on the line for that. And so then I asked people, how many of you would say that at least once in your life, you know for sure that when you asked God to do something in your life, and he stepped in and changed those circumstances for you and came through for you? How many of you can say that for sure? And over 95% say, yes, that's true for me. And that just tells me that it happens all the time. And so I invite people to keep a little record of that. And I would encourage you today, if those stories that you have, I have a little book that I write them in. And Shirley has written several stories about the ways that the Father has been so faithful for us. So that when we get to those times when we're tempted to groan and complain, we can look back and go, oh, look what he did for us. We should not be groaning or complaining. And, you know, that was Israel's problem. You know, later on in the Deuteronomy there, he says, tell these stories to your children so that they won't forget how I bore you up. And another place he said, I carried you on eagle's wings. And so we have to continue to remind ourselves and our children and our fellowship and people around us, God has not failed us. He never has. There's times when it's looked like it, but there's always been that come through that he's done on our behalf. And sometimes it wasn't the way we wanted it to turn out, but it turned out. And as we get down the road, we look back and we go like, wow, I'm glad it turned out that way. If it had done the way I wanted it to be, I'd be in trouble now. And so our Heavenly Father knows these things better than we do. And it's if we can just stay faithful, and I know we will never be as faithful as he is towards us, but if we can at least study his faithfulness and attempt to emulate, you know, we have these wristbands that say, what would Jesus do? Well, my question is, in fact, Shirley made a bumper sticker. She said, what did Jesus do? What did Yeshua do? Because he demonstrated faithfulness at a level that none of us have ever reached, but it should be our goal. As we study how he walked through life, that should be our goal as to how we want to walk through life. And the more we study it, the more we look upon it, the more we attempt to emulate it, the closer we'll get to it. And so I just want to just have those words. I'm going to put on some music. In fact, it's been playing in the background to start with, but I'm going to go over to it now. This is called Healing Touch. And somebody wrote a note on my website, YouTube this last week, that said, "Has anybody been healed with this music?" And my answer was, I have many, many stories people have written me of healing that has taken place. And if that's something that's in your life that you're praying for, I just want to join you and pray along with you that Father would bring His healing touch into your lives in a way, first of all, that you can know that He is faithful. And secondly, it may be different than what you're expecting, but you can accept it because you know it's from Him. So I'm going to turn up the music and turn off my voice for a while, and then I'll come back for another psalm and some final comments.
Thank you.
So that is the healing touch. And I know I would just pray along with any of you that are asking the Father for a healing touch. I would just ask that this music possibly be allowed to settle your hearts and minds into the will of your Heavenly Father, because He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what His plan is for you. And He knows exactly how He will bring your healing. Sometimes the healing is more in our spirit than it is in our body. And sometimes it's more in our body than in our spirit. It just depends on what our relationship with our Heavenly Father is. And each one of us has individual needs, and each one of us, our Heavenly Father, approaches through individual ways. And so each time that we pray for healing, I want to remind people all the time that there's multifacets to that healing. And so it may be not just that the Father touch you and heal you instantly, but maybe He's taking you through a disciplining or a growing in your character or something that He has designed for you to make you closer to the person He designed you to be. So the other psalm I wanted to read was Psalm 145, a song of praise from David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Search all you want, but you're not going to come to the end of it. One generation shall command your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They will speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Yahweh is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Yahweh is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. What is about the word all that we don't understand? All your works shall give thanks to you, O Yahweh, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh is faithful in all His words, and kind in all His works. Yahweh upholds all who are failing, all who are falling, and raises up all who are bowed down. And the eyes of all look to You, and You have given them their food in due season. You open Your hand, and You satisfy the desire of every living thing. Yahweh is righteous in all His ways, and kind in all His works. Yahweh is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever. So there's another reminder from the psalmist, from David. And, you know, David should know, because if there's anybody who went through the ups and downs of life, that certainly was David. To go from being the least of his brothers and even sister, from what we understand, out in the sheepfold, just running the sheep around the countryside, nobody noticing him, wondering if his life would ever amount to anything, to then being anointed as king, but yet not being able to sit on the throne, and then to be chased by the current king for his very life, and have opportunity to kill that king who was trying to kill him, but he said, I will not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed. And finally, to come to the kingdom and be king over Israel. And then in his later life, to have his son turn against him. And yet, through all of that, David stayed faithful. And at the end of his life, he accumulated all the gold and the silver and everything that was needed to build the tabernacle, even though he was not able to build it himself. And his son, Solomon, finished the task. Through all of that, David stayed faithful. And in this psalm, he encourages us to do the same. So that is my charge for myself and for each of you this week, to go out and remember the marvelous works of our Heavenly Father on your behalf. Shalom.
So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.